奉爵士圣名开始早上第一节课。
Let's sing him.
唱诗。
284。
284首。我们现在要一同祷告。
Let's pray for our spiritual convocation and our friends.
请为这次的灵恩会以及我们的朋友祷告。
So that we can be all edified.
所以我们都能够同得造就。
And also glorify God's name.
并且荣耀主名。
Let's now kneel down and pray together.
一同跪下祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
This morning, I'd like to use this topic, love people's souls, for a mutual encouragement.
今早即以爱人的灵魂作为彼此互勉的题目。
In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9,
在彼得前书一章九节
it says that, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
所以在这边一章九节提到说二章九节他说唯有你们是被拣选的族类是君尊的祭司是圣洁的国度是属神的子民要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德
We are all called by God
我们都被神所呼召
We all have received abundance grace of God
我们也从神那里领受许多的福气
We all have responsibility to shareWhat God has given to us.
我们都有责任要将神所赐给我们的恩典传扬出去。
One of the two major graces is recorded in John chapter 3, verse 5.
然后神有两项重福音的重点记载在约翰福音三章五节。
Let's look at John chapter 3, verse 5.
请翻开约翰福音第三章第五节。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节，我念吗
？Let's start from verse 3.
请从第三节开始。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Jesus answered and said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4.
第四节。
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?Verse 5. Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
约翰福音第三章第三节，耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣Okay, 第五节耶稣说我实实在在告诉你人若不是从水和圣灵生的就不能进神的国
Most of us have received water baptism also baptism of the Holy Spirit
我们在座的各位大部分都已经领受了水洗和圣灵的洗
So we are able to enter the kingdom of God
所以我们可以进入神的国
But however there are many people who still don't understand this verse
然而在世界上还有许多人并不明白这节经文的意思。
Maybe in the past they have read it.
或许他们在过去曾经读过这段圣经。
Other people say, oh, this verse is not important.
有些人说哦，这段经文并不重要。
So they never really spend time and think about that actually a person need to be born of water and born of spirit to go to the kingdom of God.
所以他们并没有仔细思考从水和圣灵生的才能够进神的国的意思是什么。
Even though today we know about this,
所以今天虽然我们知道这个道理
Today I'd like to use two stories
但今天我想以两个故事
recording the Bible
在两个圣经的故事
To illustrate how we can share such wonderful gospel to people
然后来让我们学习如何将神的福音来传讲给众人听
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 5
请翻开福音列王记下第五章
2 Kings chapter 5
列王记下第五章
2 Kings chapter 5 verse 1
列王记下五章第一节
Now Naaman commander of the army of the king of Syria was a great and honorable man in the eyes of his master because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria he was also a mighty man of valor by the leper. Verse 2.
第二节,
and the Syrians had gone out on raids and had brought back captive a young girl from the land of Israel. She waited on Naaman's wife. Verse 3.
第三节,
then she said to her mistress, if only my master were with the prophet who is in Samaria, for he would heal him of his leprosy. Verse 4.
第四节,
and Naaman went in and told his master, saying, this and this says a girl who is from the land of Israel. Let's jump to verse 10.
请跳到第十节。
And Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. Verse 11.
十一节。
But Naaman became furious and went away and said, indeed, I say to myself, he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord, his God, and wave his hand over the place and heal the leprosy. Verse 12.
十二节,
are not the Abana and the Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the water of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. Verse 13.
十三节,
and his servant came near and spoke to him and said, my father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, will you not have done it? How much more then, when he says to you, wash and be clean? Verse 14.
十四节。
So he went down and dipped 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored, like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. This story actually prefigures water baptism.
这个故事它预表着洗礼。
Naaman is a Gentile. He did not know God.
乃曼他是一个不认识神的外邦人。
Because he have a Israelite girl working for her, working for him. So therefore he get to know about a possibility of healing of his leprosy.
因为他身旁有一个以色列的小女子，所以透过这个小女孩的身上，他知道了从以色列可以得医治的一个方法。
And leprosy in the Bible represents sins.
大麻风在旧约圣经预表着罪。
Today there are many people who have great accomplishment in this world.
在这个世界上有许多人有相当的成就。
But then, invisibly, you know, there has sin on their heart. They feel some kind of burden. They cannot be happy all the times.
然而他们的心里却充满了罪，然后这罪使他们没有办法快乐。
Even though they enjoy many things, but they're not happy.
虽然说他们可以享受世间的享乐，但是他们心里却无法得着喜乐。
And so this little girl, preached to his master's wife.
所以这个小以色列的小女孩就跟她的母祖母传福音。
Imagine, she was from Israel, but then very likely maybe the Syrian had killed their parents, or maybe just took her captive. She was a little princess in her household, but now she become a servant.
我们试想这个以色列的小女子，她原本在家里面可能是家里面的小公主，但是国破家亡之后，她被她的被亚兰人掳去，成为一个小俘虏。
And, but she had love for people.
但是她的心里却有爱人的心。
She can feel the pain of her master and also his wife.
但是她的心里可以感受到她主人和她主人太太的那份痛。
So she shared with them what she knew about the true God and God's blessing.
所以她就勇敢地对她的主人分享他所认识的神和神的福音。
And this Naaman, very likely he had tried out everything that he can to heal his leprosy.
这位乃曼将军极有可能已经尝试各种方式来医治他的大麻风。
And now there's one possibility he hasn't tried.
然后这可能是唯一他还没试过的一个方法。
So he went to the king, asked for permission to go to the land of Israel.
因此他走到他到他的国王面前，祈求他的国王让他能够到以色列求医治。
And when he went to see Elisha,
当他要去见以利沙先知的时候
，Elisha did not see him. He just simply sent a messenger and said to him, "Oh, just dip yourself into the river of Jordan 7 times."
以利沙先知本人并没有去见。乃曼元帅反倒是差使者去对他说你去约旦河 洗澡洗7次就好了。
And he was very angry because he felt like, what? I came from such far distance, and I thought that you're going to come out to meet me.
然后乃曼元帅非常的生气，因为他想说，我大老远的从亚兰地过来，你居然没有出来迎接我。
He's a commander. The king even respected him.
我是位大将军，甚至我的国王都敬我三分。
Who are you? Don't even come out to see me.
你算什么？为什么不出来迎接我？
And also, he has some pride. We can see.
我们可以看出乃曼的心里是充满的骄傲。
And also, he filled with logic.
而且他的脑子里面也充满着人的逻辑。
How can it be? I did myself seven times in the river Jordan. I shall be cleansed. I could have done that in my city, my country's river.
他的逻辑是，为什么我也一定要在约旦河洗澡洗七次呢？我在大马色，我国家的国境内的河洗不是更好吗？
So he has this logic, try to reason out. It doesn't make sense to him.
那所以他的逻辑思考让他觉得说，以利沙先知的建议是不合理的。
And also he had this preconception.
而且他还有一个先入为主的概念。
In verse 11, he says that he was thinking that this prophet was to come out and wave his hand and call on the name of the Lord and to heal him that way.
因为他认为，他自以为说，先知会出来，然后站着求告神的名，然后在他的生病的地方上摇手医好他的大麻风。
So therefore, you know, with all these three reasons, he cannot accept what Elisha said to him.
基于以上三点原因，所以乃曼元帅无法接受以利沙先知的建议。
These three reasons, these three factors are the things that sometimes we preach the gospel, preach water baptism to people. We often encounter these three difficulties.
同样的，当我们在传扬洗礼道理的时候，我们会经历类似这三个原因。
Let's put a bookmark here.
然后我们在这里放一个书签，我们待会再翻回来。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
请翻开《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传二章三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
使徒行传第二章三十八节。
Then Peter said to them, Repent.And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
38节，彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，这就必领受所领受的圣，所赐的圣灵。
This is what the Bible said. Baptism is for the forgiveness of sins.
所以这圣经上记载着，洗礼是为了要使罪得赦免。
Today, when we have experience, right, when we preach to people, people say, how can water baptism wash sins away?
所以今天当我们传福音说洗礼能够洗去人的罪，世人会问我们说，洗礼怎能洗去罪恶呢？
It's water.
只不过是水啊。
You see, they have this also preconception that the moment I call on the name of the Lord, I pray to him.My sins are already forgiven.
因为他们先入为主的观念就是，只要我祈求神的名，神就会将我的罪赦免。
And so, there is a gap between what was written in the Bible and what one thinks how God should forgive them.
因此，在人的脑海里面有两个有相当的认知差距，就是对于圣经记载洗礼的方式跟我们以为罪得赦的方法是不一样的。
Today, many people are reading this verse, they're using their logic.
所以当人在读这段圣经的时候，他们会用自己的逻辑来诠释这段经文。
So they say water baptism had nothing to do with salvation.
因此他们会认为说洗礼与得救没关。
Because what washes sins away is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not water.
因为他们认为说是耶稣的宝血洗去人的罪，而不是水。
Second, their preconception, they say, I ask God for forgiveness. I don't need to go through water baptism.
第二，他们的观念就是只要我向神求，神就会原谅我的罪，所以我不需要洗礼。
Third is pride. They don't want to listen to God's word or God's way in the Bible. They want to use their own way.
第三个是因为他们心里的骄傲使他们无法接受圣经的道理，然后按着圣经的方式来洗去罪。
But let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 5.
让我们翻回列王记下第五章。
How did Damon change his mind?
那乃曼又是如何改变心意的呢？
Verse 13.
第十三节。
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 13.
列王记下五章十三节。
And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, My father, If the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it?
十三节，他的仆人进前来对他说：“我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？”
So basically, today when people reject the concept of water baptism, we need to humble ourselves and just respect him and saying to them that if God today would tell you to do something more difficult for our sin to be washed away, will you not do it?
如果我们遇到一个不相信洗礼的人，然后我们在对他们讲谈道理的时候，我们应当自我谦卑，然后退一步对他说：“如果今天神吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？”
And this is what Bible said. This is what Elisha said to him.
这就是以利沙所对乃麦先知的吩咐。
It's so easy.
就是这么简单。
And he think about it.
然后想一想看。
Naaman thought, "Yeah, that's right."You know, what's a harm for me to just obey and try it out?
所以乃曼他想了一下，他觉得说的也是，为什么我就听，姑且失职，听他的话去做吧。
And so he went to River Jordan and did himself 7 times.
所以他就到约旦河里沐浴七次。
And you know, first time nothing happened. Second time nothing happened. Until the 7th time, suddenly miracle happened.
然后当然在前第一次、第二次、第三次都没有改变，但是当他沐浴完第七次之后，他的神迹发生了。
We need to tell people what we have experienced from God.
所以我们必须要跟人分享我们从神，我们对神的体验。
There are many people that in our church, when we baptize people, they saw that the water was blue or green, turning into red.
然后在我们教会有许多弟兄姐妹见证说，在洗礼的时候，他们看见原本是蓝色或绿色的水变成红色。
And many people testify when they came out from the water, they feel like there is something like inside their heart, something thousand pounds or tons of material things, something disappear. Their heart will set free.
然后也有许多弟兄姐妹见证，当他们洗礼完从水走出来的时候，他们心中的千斤重担全都不见了。
And this is what we have received from God.
这就是我们从神所领受的恩典。
That kind of burdens disappear.
那我们心中的重担就消失不见了。
We unite with God and become in good terms with God.
我们跟神再次结合，与神在一起了。
And this is what we have received. And many people out there do not know. And all they had to do is just believe and just baptize. And they can receive such a simple grace.
然后这就是大家，其他人不明白的，所以我们要让他们知道说，就是这么简单，我们就可以从神那领受到恩典。
And this 7 times, it means that there are criteria for water baptism.
然后在约旦河里沐浴七次，它所代表的就是洗礼必须要有它特别的、有特定的方式。
What makes water baptism different from taking shower or swimming?
洗礼与洗澡有或者是游泳有什么不一样呢？
According to Bible, if we do it according to Bible's way, such as hey, bow, baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe that is for the forgiveness of sin.
然后如果说我们按着圣经相信说我们要低头然后奉耶稣的名然后洗去我们的罪、
baptize in living water
然后并且是在活水里面全身浸水、
and the person who performs baptism need to have Holy Spirit
然后并且为施行洗礼的人必须要有圣灵
all these are recorded in the Bible and this is what makes one baptism
然后这都是记载在圣经里面，然后这也就是我们所谓的一个洗礼。
I'd like to share with you the importance of sharing the gospel with people.
然后再来，我要跟大家分享，就是与大家分享福音的重要性。
We have a sister. She travels around and do small business, and she preach gospel wherever she goes.
然后我们有位姐妹，她到处旅行做生意，她将福音随走随传。
One time she was passing by a bridge, and she saw this one elderly woman want to jump out from the bridge and commit suicide.
有一天，她走到一个桥边的时候，她看见一位老妇人正要准备跳桥自杀。
And so our sister started talking to her.
所以我们的姐妹就开始对这位老妇人说话。
And this elderly woman has this skin disease called cow skin shan. 牛皮疹。
哦、oh, ，然后这位老妇人，她得了一种非常罕见的皮肤病，叫做牛皮疹。
It will emit a very bad odor.
然后她的皮肤会发出恶臭。
Okay, and so her children do not even call her mother.
所以她的疾病使她的孩子都拒绝叫她妈妈。
And her grandchildren doesn't want to talk to her.
然后她的孙子也不愿意跟她讲话。
And so the family just have a, provide a very small, shabby house, a hut for her to live in.
所以她的家人就准备了一个简陋的草屋让她居住。
And she felt like there was no love in this world.
所以这位老妇人觉得说这个世界已经没有爱了。
So our sister, telling her, say, come, come, I tell you, I will come, come with me, I will tell you a person, who loves you.
然后所以这位姐妹就对这位老妇人说，来，我来告诉，我来介绍一个会爱你的人。
Come to church, experience God's love.
来教会来体验神的爱。
And then, once you experienced it, and you see, you always have a chance to commit suicide.Once you experienced it, right, you can always go back, commit suicide if you want to.
Okay, 当你体验了神的爱之后，如果你想自杀，你再去自杀吧。
And so this elderly woman think about it. Said, okay, you know, I can always delay it, right? So she went to the church.
所以这位老妇人就想说，反正我随时都可以去自杀，没有，那就先去教会看看吧。
And when she went to church, you know, even though she had bad odor, but all the brothers and sisters are very loving.
然后虽然说这位老妇人身上带着恶臭，但是教会的弟兄姐妹都非常的和蔼。
Nobody say, oh, what's that smell?
没有一个人嫌弃她身上的味道。
But they came and asked her how she is, and also said they will pray for her.
然后每个人都到她面前来对问她说，请问你是谁？然后并且告诉她说，我会为你祷告。
And the next day, when she came back to church, she was half healed.
然后第二天，当他在到教会的时候，他的病已经得了已经好了一半。
And she continued to come to church. Eventually, she was baptized, and her sickness was completely healed.
后来，他就继续查考福音，然后接受洗礼。那时候，他的病也都好了。
And so the sister, you know, went out and then came back again to the church and saw this elderly woman.
然后那位旅游经商的姐妹后来又在会堂遇到了这位老妇人。
And she asked, this our sister asked her, say, hey, do you still want to commit suicide?
所以这位姐妹问这位老妇人说，你还想去自杀吗？
Oh, sir, no, no, no.
然后那位老太太说，
Now I have a happy family.
她说不要，我现在有个非常幸福美满的家庭。
Now my children, right, and my grandchildren will call me mother and play with me.
现在
and live with me.
现在我的孩子会再次叫我的母亲，我的孙儿也跟我一起住在一起，共享天伦之乐。
She felt the love from God and also from her family.
所以这位老妇人从神那里和她的家人那里再次感受爱的温暖。
Today there are many people out there, you know, they are desperate. They, you know, meeting at the end of their journey, and they really need God and need people's love.
在这个世界上有许多人已经走到人生的绝路了，他们真的非常需要人和从神那来的爱。
And also, what's worse is after they die, they still face God's wrath.Because they did not receive this precious water baptism, that make them become the chosen people of God.
然后更重要的是，没有信主的人，当他们离世了之后，他们要面对神愤怒的审判。如果没有接受洗礼，他们就没有办法洗去罪，得到神的。
And their sins are not forgiven yet.
因为他们的罪还没有得到赦免。
Do we have compassion on those people?
我们是否对这些人有怜悯的心呢？
So Bible from 2 Kings chapter 5 tells us how we can preach to people and maybe persuade them to give a try.
然后所以在列王记下五章的小故事告诉我们如何来传福音甚至劝人接受福音的方法。
Let's look at another story.
我们再看另外一个故事。
That's prefigure receiving Holy Spirit.
然后是代表预表圣灵的故事。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 3.
好，列王记下第三章。
Second King chapter 3.
列王记下第三章。
Verse 5 to 20.
五到九节。
5 to 20.
哦，五到二十节。
He records a story that the three kings united to attack the king of Moab.
然后在这边提到说，当时候有三王联合要去攻打摩押。
And they were lost in the wilderness.
然后然而他们却在旷野迷路了。
And as they were lost, they ran out of water.
然后当时候他们也没有水了。
And this is a very desperate situation because that they may all die.
然后这是个非常危急的情况，因为他们可能因为没水喝而全都灭亡。
Let's look at verse 9.
请看第九节。
So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched on that roundabout route 7 days, and there was no water for the army, nor for the animal that followed them. Verse 10.
第十节。
And the king of Israel said, Alas, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab.Verse 11. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there no prophet of the Lord here, that we may inquire of the Lord by him? So one of the servants of the king of Israel answered and said, Elisha, the son of Shaphat, is here, who poured water on the hands of Elijah. Verse 12. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him.Verse 13. Let Elisha say to the king of Israel, What have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother. But the king of Israel said to him, No, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab. Verse 14. Elisha said, As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you, nor see you. Verse 15.
15节.
But now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician played, and the hand of the Lord came upon him. Verse 16.
16节.
And he said, This says the Lord, make this valley for a ditches. Verse 17.
17节.
For this says the Lord, You shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet this valley shall be filled with water, so that your cattle and your animal may drink. Verse 18.
18节.
And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand. Verse 19.
19节.
And you shall attack every fortified city and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree and stop up every spring of water and ruin every good piece of the land with stone. Verse 20.
20节.
Now it happened in the morning, when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by the well Edom, and the land was filled with water. Here records that we have just mentioned, they came to attack the land of Moab.
然后在这边记载着有三个国王 联军要去攻打摩押。
And these three kings represent three kinds of people.
然后这三个国王预表着三种不同的人。
First, King of Jehoshaphat, he is a good king.
第一个，约沙法王是位好王。
He worshipped God in God's way.
他按着神的方法来敬拜神。
It can represent Christians who follow according to the Bible and worship God.
这预表着按着圣经敬拜神的基督徒。
And this next one is King of Israel.
然后第二位是以色列王。
We know that King of Israel also believe in God.
我们知道以色列王他也信神。
But however, he follows the tradition.Of his parents and the habits, the tradition of the previous kings.
然而，他却按照以往其他国王的风俗习惯而行。
Because before him, there was a king that established a golden calf and placed on the north side and the south side of Israel.
因为当时候，在他之前曾经有个王在以色列地建金牛犊。
And they still believe in God, but they say, "Oh, this is your God."
他们虽然信神，但是他们却相信那金牛犊是他们的神。
A lot of rules that was made by God, he changed it to different date.
然后那位先祖，他将神的律法改成他自己想要的方式。
Okay. So there are some people, Even though they worship God, but they don't worship God according to God's way. They worship according to the traditions or according to their own interest.
所以因此有些人他们也是拜神，但是他们却是按照自己的习惯律例或者是自己的利益在拜神。
And the third kind of people is a king of Edom.
然后第三种人就是以东。
This represent unbelievers, Gentiles.
以东王他预表着不信神的外邦人。
What do these three kings have in common?
那这三个国王他们有什么共通之处呢？
They all need water.
他们都需要水。
Today, that water represent Holy Spirit.
在今天，这个水预表着圣灵。
Let's look at a couple verses.
我们来看几段经文。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 41.
然后请翻开以赛亚书41章。
After a couple hundred years, Isaiah prophesies.
在几百年之后，以赛亚先知预言。
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17.
以赛亚书四十一章十七节。
Isaiah chapter 41, verse 17.
以赛亚书四十一章十七节。
When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst, I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God Israel, will not forsake them. Verse 18.
十八节。
I will open rivers on the bare heights, and fountain in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land springs of water. Verse 19.
十九节。
I will put in the wilderness the cedar, the acacia, the myrtle, and the olive. I will set in the desert the cypress,the plane and the pine together. Verse 20.
二十节。
That men may see and know, may consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created. So this is a prophecy that Isaiah made, that in the future, God will, in wilderness, make water comes out, and so that there's tree growing there.
然后这是以赛亚先知他预言在末后神必在旷野开出甘泉，然后让荒野之地能够长出绿洲。
Let's also look at Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19.
然后请继续翻开以赛亚书43章19节
to verse 21
到21节
verse 19
19节。
Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in wilderness and river in the desert. Verse 20.
二十节。
The wild beasts will honor me, the jackal and the ostrich. And I will give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, to give drink to my chosen people. Verse 21.
二十一节。
The people whom I have formed for myself, that they may declare my praise. I hear prophesies again.The living water shall come out from the wilderness.
在这边再次的预表着旷野里面的甘泉。
Isaiah made this prophecy 700 years before Jesus Christ was born.
然后以赛亚在耶稣出生前700年就说出了这些预言。
And when Jesus Christ came, Jesus said a phrase that fulfilled these prophecies.
然后当耶稣在世的时候，他已经说一段话来成就这些预言。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
请翻开约翰福音第七章
verse 37,
三十七节
to verse 39,
到三十九节
John chapter 7, verse 37,
约翰福音第七章三十七节到三十
九节 John chapter 7, verse 37,
约翰福音七章三十七节到三十九节
On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Verse 38.
三十八节。
He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Verse 39.
三十九节。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him will receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So we can see Jesus cry out to people. So if anyone thirsty, come to me.
所以在这边我们看出耶稣高声地说人若渴了可以到我这里来喝
Today there are many people are very empty
在今天有许多人他们的心灵空虚
There are many people who are very bored
他们生活非常的无聊
Many people are in addiction either gambling or drugs or alcoholic beverages
然后许多人他们有不同的病症像是上了毒瘾然后酒瘾或者是药瘾
And these peopleaddicted because their heart are empty.
他们之所以会上瘾的原因是因为他们心灵空虚。
They are seeking something to satisfy their heart.
他们在寻找能够满足他们心里的物品。
But all the things that they sought all have side effects.
然而他们所寻求的却带来无比的并发症。
And this is what water, the Holy Spirit, Jesus is talking about, that can quench our inner thirst.
然后这就是耶稣所说的活水为了要来解我们心里的那份饥渴
And today, all the times, you know, when we pray, we have joy, we have peace, we have strength, we have love in our heart as we pray in tongue.
当我们今天在我们祷告用圣灵在圣灵里祷告的时候，我们心里充满了喜乐，充满了感谢，然后充满了神来的爱。
And when we come to church, we receive abundance, grace of God. You know the spiritual food.
然后当我们来教会聚会的时候，我们领受到神的灵粮。
You know what? We just keep receiving.
你知道吗？我们就是不断的领受。
Have we ever considered? You know, I think I should share with other people. You know what I have received.
那我们是否想过，我们要将我们所领受的、白白得来的，也要白白舍去呢
？Of course, when we share with other people, they don't understand how good is it.
当然，当我们与我们周遭的朋友分享神的恩典的时候，他们不明白。
And they have misunderstanding towards praying tongue.
然后，或许他们对于圣灵祷告感到反感。
But then, you know, I'm sure that if we come from other places to church, we also encounter the same thing.
然后，如果说我们从不同的地方来到教会的时候，或许也曾经历类似的感受。
But somehow we have to just not just telling them, but we have to think about it. You know how to present the gospel, to become what they need.
但是在我们要与他们分享神的恩典之前，我们有否想过说要如何将我们的经验转换成他们能够听得懂或者能够符合他们需要的言语呢
？You see, people seek according to their need.
因为人是按着自己的需求在寻找。
And all the people are spiritually empty.
然后很多人在心灵上是空虚的。
And we simply just share with them what the joy, what satisfaction we have received praying, and share with them, you know, how they could have benefited.
所以我们当与他们分享说我们在祷告当中所得到的那份心灵的满足和喜乐，并且祷告如何能够帮助他们。
And also we can use this passage to tell them not everybody who believe receive Holy Spirit.
然后我们也可以用这段经文来让他们知道说不是信的人就有圣灵。
Because at that time, Peter believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, is the Christ.
然后因为彼得他相信耶稣就是基督神的儿子。
But at that time, Holy Spirit hasn't descended.
但是当时圣灵还没有降下。
Even after Jesus Christ resurrected and appeared to the apostle, they witnessed him resurrection, but they did not have Holy Spirit yet.
然而当耶稣复活向他的门徒显现的时候，他的门徒还没有领受到圣灵。
Well, it was until the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and they started speaking tongue, praying tongue.
圣灵是到了五旬节的时候才降临，所以他的门徒才得到圣灵。
And there are people that understood speaking tongue.
然后那时候他的门徒才明白什么叫做灵言的祷告。
Some people misunderstood praying in tongue, speaking tongue.
有些人对于说方言或者是灵言祷告的意思有些误解。
There's one speaking tongue that's for certain people, not everybody will have it, that is preaching in tongue.
然后有一种说方言的恩赐不是每个人都有的，那就是传福音的恩赐。
用方言传道。
用方言传福音。
The other one is, when a person receives Holy Spirit, he was able to pray in tongue. It doesn't need translation.
然后另外一种就是当人祷告得圣灵的时候就可以用灵言祷告，然后他的灵言是不需要翻译的。
And I truly experienced that when we receive Holy Spirit, I feel like those living waters, came out from my, belly and go through my heart. It really cleanses it. It really nurtures, water my heart. My heart is like a land. It makes me very joyful.
然后当我得到在圣灵里祷告的时候，我能够感受到在我腹中流出了活水的江河，滋润了我心灵那份空虚，然后让我再次充满了喜乐。
I'd like to share with you, the importance of preaching such good news to people.
然后我想与大家分享传福音的重要性。
We have this is a real testimony.
这是个真实的见证。
It happened 1981 in Tainan Church.
然后是在1981年台南教会所发生的。
There is a sister called 阿珠。
有一位叫阿珠的姐妹。
She got some kind of feet inflammatory disease.
她得到一个脚部的发炎症状。
Her feet is swollen twice as big.
她的脚
than regular feet.
她的脚肿了两倍大。
And her family see idols, but it did not help her. In fact, she was demon possessed too.
然后他的家人到处求神问佛，但是没有对他的病情没有帮助，反倒使他被魔鬼附身。
And when she was demon possessed, you know, she would say very bitter, very ugly things about people. So people, her family members don't like her.
然后当他被魔鬼附身的时候，他的心里充满了各种负面的思想，然后所以他的家人都非常厌恶他。
And so she feel, you know, lonely. Also, her family don't feed her because the family just want to let her die of hunger.
然后那时候他非常的寂寞，他的家人也不再喂他吃东西，就想让他饿死就好了。
So she feel very, very sad, empty.
所以他非常的，他觉得非常的难过，然后非常的空虚。
She feel nobody loves her, so she want to commit suicide.
他觉得没有人爱他，他要去自杀。
So one night, at 7 p.m., after her father left her room, right, she used her hand to crawl out and crawl to a railroad track.
然后所以在晚上
crawl out to a street where the truck drive by.
Okay. 所以有一天晚上七点，当他父亲离开他的房间之后呢，他就偷偷的爬出去，然后走到有那卡车经过的道路上。
And she was lying down on the street and just waiting for the truck to run her over.
所以他就躺在马路上等着卡车来将他碾死。
And the thing is, when the driver saw somebody was on the road, right? The truck driver turned the steering wheel and stopped the car and cursed, you know, mocking as he walked down to see who such a crazy people lying down on the middle of the street.
但是当卡车司机看到路上有人躺卧的时候，就紧急刹车，然后一下车就满口脏话在咒诅，到底是谁要自杀？
And so when he saw her, she was very pitiful.
然后当这个卡车司机看到他。看到这个妇人的时候，他发现她是个愁苦的妇人。
So he had pity on her, and so he called police.
然后这位卡车司机就怜悯了这个妇人，就打电话叫警察过来。
But this girl was very upset, very sad that she was not successful.
然后这位妇人她非常的气愤，因为她自杀失败了。
And police keep asking her.So, what's your name? Where do you live? What's your telephone number?
所以警察就一直问他，你叫什么名字？你住哪里？你家的电话什么？
She doesn't want to speak.
她什么都不说。
After a while, eventually she say, just give her home address to the police.
然后最后她只把她家的住址给了警察。
And then, this story was published in the newspaper.
然后她这个故事就被刊登在地方新闻上。
And then there was a believer called 阿美。
然后当时候有位叫阿美的姐妹。
She was a good friend to this girl's mother.
她是这位阿珠姐妹的妈妈的好朋友。
So she came and invited her to come to our church.
所以当阿美得知这个故事之后，她就邀请阿珠来教会慕道。
And she believed it and baptized in 1983.
所以呢，阿珠姐妹她就在1983年的时候接受洗礼信主。
And also her foot problem was healed.
然后那时候她的脚的疾病就得到医治。
Okay. Her feet become better, but she still cannot walk.
虽然说她的脚的病已经比较好了，但是她还是无法行走。
In 1984, her son told her, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Mom, stand up and walk."
然后在1984年的时候，阿珠的儿子对他说，妈妈奉耶稣的名叫你站起来 行走。
So she tried and got up and started walking.
然后他就试着站起来行走。
Okay. And they were crying joy.
然后他的心里充满了喜乐。
So there are people out there, really, they, you know, outwardly everybody seems fine.
然后虽然说大家看起来都很不错。
Because everybody has some troubles in their family or something within themselves that they are very sad and bitter.
但是在每个人的内心里面却有着让他们非常痛苦不堪的事。
But Holy Spirit, we have experience, right? Can lighten us up. And we feel the love of God, we feel strength, so we can continue to walk our journey.
但是在圣灵里祷告的时候，我们都体验过神将我们重担拿去安慰我们，加添我们力量，使我们能够继续往前走。
And this promise is promised to anybody, you know, whether Gentiles or different denominations or 出去 church members, we can all receive such a blessing.
但神的这份应许是应许是给每一个人的，不论是教会的信徒、非信徒或者是任何人。
So I truly hope that, we have compassion on people's soul. They really, the many people out there, need this gospel to really solve, their problems.
因此，我们应该要爱人的灵魂，要怜悯那些没有信主的人，将福音传给他们。
And God's blessing is not just for physical, but also spiritual, solving our problem, but also bringing us to heaven kingdom through water baptism and Holy Spirit.
然后神的恩典并不只是在物质上面来满足我们的需要，它更是满足我们心灵和灵性的那份饥渴，然后能够让我们能够在主里面得着喜乐，然后透过水洗和灵洗能够得进神的国。
So let's think about it.
然后让我们来想一想。
Let's pray in silence. Conclude.
一同低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Please take a break for 10 minutes.
休息10分钟。